In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God forever.
There's an old phrase I find interesting, and that is this: his ship has come in. For those youngsters who don't use that phrase or don't know that phrase, his ship has come in means good fortune has come, and more than just good. It really means it's long-term, it's life-changing. When your ship comes in, it means there's a new beginning, and life is going to be different than it's ever been before. I thought it would be helpful to consider the origin of that phrase. It goes way back to Europe. An investor would put his life savings into building a ship, hiring a crew, getting everything ready, and then the ship would leave to go around Africa for India. Months would go by. There are no phones, no GPS, no insurance, no background checks on the crew. There is no Navy to protect your ship. And all your hope is in that one ship. If the ship never returned, you are going to be in poverty for as long as you live, maybe even a debtor's prison. Ah, but if it did come back, filled with Eastern silks and spices and treasures, you were set for life. And that's where the phrase comes from. His ship has come in means it's a life-changing experience. All the hope was in that one ship. And so you'd think if you're in this investor and you put all your hope in this one ship, after enough time had gone by, what would you do every day? You'd go down to the port and you'd start watching and you'd say, maybe today. And another day would go by, maybe today, maybe today. And you'd look out on the horizon daily, maybe constantly, always looking over to see if it comes in. And imagine that day when you first see a speck on the horizon. And then a little longer, you can tell it's a ship. And then a little longer still, and you can tell it's your ship. Even though the ship hasn't arrived, even though the wealth is not yet in your hands, it's still a huge celebration. It's a dawn of a new day. And not just a new day, but a new kind of day. This week in the church, we celebrate the Nativity of the Virgin Mary. Time of year when we have a new school year beginning. It's also the time of year when we have the beginning of the church new year. And it's an interesting thing, and even a curious thing, that the church year begins not with the birth of Jesus Christ, but with the birth of the Virgin Mary. After all, Jesus Christ is the beginning and end of life. He's the beginning and end of our salvation. He's the beginning and end of paradise and of the kingdom of heaven. But Christ came from among broken humanity, and like the investor looking on the horizon every day, the Israelites were looking for generation after generation. They were looking for their Savior, looking for their Messiah. And when the mother of the Messiah was born, the Israelites knew their wait was almost over. We're in the final stretch, they would think. That ship may not be in port, but we can see it on the horizon. We know it's almost here. And so Mary's birth is the promise of God unfolding before the nation of Israel. She's the dawn before sunrise. She's that first warm wind of spring before the thaw. And the church gives us this first taste of the celebration of the coming of Jesus Christ through the celebration of the birth of the Virgin Mary. We know that the Savior will take flesh from her. We know that he will live in her. We know that he will be born from her. And so it's more than a celebration, it's also a preparation, so that we prepare ourselves to also receive the Savior, Jesus Christ, so that he can also live in us, so that he can also be born from us to the world around us. You know, that ship investor, he probably had some ideas about what he's going to do when his ship came in. But being that he didn't know the exact day, the exact time, or even if it was going to come in, it probably wasn't all that concrete. I mean, how often can you plan for a specific day? But when he sees the ship on the horizon, he's got to get ready. He's got to hustle. He's got to get hopping with the preparations for that arrival, find the people that he can sell his things to. So the birth of Mary is not only a celebration and preparation, but it's also a question. In what way and in what ways do you need to change? Do you need to prepare in order to receive Christ when he comes? When the Virgin Mary is born, that means Christ is right around the corner. Are there things that you need to expel from your life, attitudes or behaviors? On the other hand, are there things like kindness and forgiveness and joy and healing that you need to bring to your life? You know, we're given that story of Mary and Martha, not only for this feast, but to help us answer those very questions. Have we occupied ourselves with less important busyness at the expense of our spirit? Now remember this, Martha is not rebuked for serving. Martha is rebuked for being distracted and for complaining. The truth of the matter is this, our ship is coming in. And no, it's not earthly wealth, but it's the offer of eternal life and the grace of God born in our Savior Jesus Christ. The birth of Mary is the first early sign, a speck on the horizon, to remind us that life begins with nothing less than the coming of Jesus Christ into your heart and your spirit and your life. And so the question for us is, are you prepared? Amen.